We're up to Yerideya Simin Kuf Zayin Seif Beis. It says like this in the Shulchan Aruch: A zavuv ukiyotzi bo midvarm hamuusim shenashal adam katzavahen shenimtza betavshil. You throw it out, and the tavshil is mutter. She'em pleitas devarim elu hapegumim oseres. The flavor of a zavuv and other items that are naturally pugum doesn't aser. The Rama writes that this is the minhag, even though there are machmirim, das hamikilin is ikar. Now, a few points to make over here very quickly. The Machaber holds that a zavuv that falls into a tavshil is going to be heter gamor. He does not even quote that there is a requirement of roiv. The Prima Gadim points out that in Simon Kuf Dalid, it said that a zavuv and other items that are pagum is only going to be mutter if there is roiv kenegda. So the Prima Gadim, right, that's Kuf Dalet Se'if Gimot. Vam Ham Usr Shalav Shalom Katsa Behen Kinemolamu Zavuvim. So if the heter is Rabba Olav, then it's Mutar. It sounds like you need Rove. It says in Kuf Zayin Se'if Beis that you do not need Rove. So the Prima Gadim points out that he thinks that in Kuf Dalet we're talking about a case of a Zavuv that was Nimcha. I know it's a little bit disgusting, but we have to understand that Zavuv Nimcha means that the Zavuv disintegrated, no? It lost its entire form. But in Simon Kuf Zayin, when it's only the plata of the Zavuv, and it's mamish, mashma that way, the Lashon, in Simon Kuf Dalet, it's talking about Nimcha Gufan Latocha, and in Simon Kuf Zayin, it's talking about the plata, so because we're only talking about the plata, so then you do not need Rov. That's point one. Point two is that the Rama over here quotes two days as to whether a zavuv is considered pugum or not. No? There are yesh machmirim, but the Rama writes that the minhag is like the divrei hamikilin, ve'ein l'shanois me haminhag, and don't deviate from the minhag. That's what the Rama writes. Shach in Sifkat in Zayin says that rabu haposkim rishonim v'achronim le'iser, and the iser v'heter quotes that the minig is lahachmir, right? And therefore, b'makom hefsin meruba, then you could be mekel. But shelo b'makom hefsin meruba, you can't be mekel. So the shach is really assuming like the machmirim with respect to a zavuv. Again, we thought the pshat, I think I spoke about this with Shmuel in the hallway the other day, that a zavuv could be tastes very geshmak. The thing is that the zavuv looks disgusting. People view a zavuv, they assume that it's disgusting, even though we don't know that the taste is so bad. The shach is inclined lahachmir unless it's hefse meruba. Nevertheless, the minhag in the Aruch HaShulchan and Sifkatin Yud Dalet is like the Rama says. The minhag really is lahakel on the zavuv against the shach. Now the Prima Gadim writes that hamachmir tavo alav bracha, no? And that's a little bit strange. Why is the Prima Gadim saying the Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha? The Rama writes that you shouldn't change from the Minhag L'Hakel, Ein L'Shanos. Right? I'd assume if the Rama tells me Ein L'Shanos, how come the Prima Gadim is saying Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha? It sounds like he's going against the Rama. So, Reb Fivel Cohen suggests that he thinks that there's a difference between being machmir b'toyres chumra and being machmir based on what you think is me'ikar hadin. So the shach is arguing with Rama, but the Prima Gadim says, don't really follow the shach, follow the minhag olam as codified in the Rama. But then he writes hamachmir tov olav bracha, so it's like
mamana.
Okay, what'd you say?
Saying he could be arguing on the Rama, and now even though it's a chumra, even though it's a minhag, it's a different type of minhag.
It's a different type of, it's a minhag based on achshash for shitas and rishonim within the shach or within,
yeah,
the prima.
Meaning he's saying and a chumra the shach is right, and they're not like it, but if you want to match for the shach, that's a wonderful thing. I hear about the shulchan. I'm just saying.
I mean, he writes that even though the shach writes lahachmir, but the Taz and the Pri Chodesh are Mekel, and the Minhag HaOlam is Lahakel. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So his last line is Hamachmer Tavolav Bracha. It seems a little bit strange. I think that's Reb Feivel's point, that if I'm shtelling based on Minhag, right, and that was his previous words, Chay Nohag in HaOlam, so just passing straight up like the Ramah. Unless you're going to say that, yes, the Minhag is Lahakel, right, especially when the Ramah writes Ein Lashanos HaMinhag. You have to say that May Iker Hadin clearly were Mekel based on the Minhag, but one could be Machmir above the letter of the law. Okay, that's point one. Point two, the Ramah writes that if you took a fly, let's say, out of the soup, so then you should not put the... then we have to figure out how much we're mesha'er if I put the spoon back in. And he writes, "Imha yema'at min ha'tavsho imha iser bekaf v'huchzer l'kedera tzarech shishim gam neged ma'at ha'tavsho darei nasa nevela bekaf." He says that if there's a little bit of tavshel in the spoon, so then it was nasa nevela in the spoon, and they have to be mesha'er k'neged that amount. The Shach is already bothered in Sifkatin Vav. He's bothered, why are we not Mishayer Keneged the Balua in the Kli? Right, we encountered already Machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban in the Taras HaBayis. And we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Lamaisa we are Mishayer Keneged HaBalua in the Kli. So that Kasha the Shach asks in Sifkatin Vav. But the more fundamental kasha that the Shach deals with in Sifkat and Zayin is, why am I assuming that the soup, let's say, that comes out with the spoon is going to be aser? Lamaisa, once the soup comes out in the spoon is like a klisheni. And we know that a klisheni, b'diyevet, doesn't aser. So the Shach is bothered by this kasha. And the Shach writes in Sifkat and Zayin, the anu machzikin hakaf hahishaita kimo hakedera atzma me'achar shahotzia ata me'hakedera v'isachas v'choshev kli rishon l'chumra ken kosev be'isr v'heter. Meaning the Shach is saying that a spoon, or we'll use the word ladle because it's a little bit easier to conceptualize, a ladle, according to the Shach, is a kli rishon l'chumra. Meaning, the Shach is saying that we paskin, I can't do hagala with a ladle. I won't say l'kula, that if I need to do irui, I'm not going to say I can use my ladle and take hot water out and pour it, let's say, on my counter. That I can't do. But, in terms of l'hachmir, if I have a davar iser in the spoon with some heter, lahachmi, I'm going to say it's considered like a kli rishon. That's the assumption of the Shach. Now, the Shach writes it only in the case that the kedera is reisachas. Yesh la'ayin, if the Shach means reisachas bedavka, as opposed to just yad soledes, or not. Usually reisachas means mamish, that it's boiling, no? If we'd assume that the Shach really means only Rosachas, so then we could perhaps say, again, I have not seen anyone suggest this, but perhaps we could say that the Shach is assuming that the ladle is considered a Kli Rishon when it's Rosachas, when it's not Rosachas, for sure it's like a Kli Sheni. This issue, the status of a ladle, is a huge topic at the end of Simen Sadi Beis in the Taz. No? In the Taz Sifkat and Lamed, at the end of Simen Sadi Beis, the Taz goes to town discussing the status of ladles. And the Taz writes, where am I in my Taz? Oh, here, right. Sifkat and Sadi Beis, Sifkat and Lamed, right, that's right. The Taz quotes in the Maharil in Hilchos Pesach that when I do Hagala for Pesach, I should not do Hagala with the ladle. I should do Hagala from the Kli Rishon. But if I want to do Hagala with the ladle, so then I should leave the ladle in the water, right? I should leave. Are you sure of min hakli shabai haraisim b'kli acharos min lahagil should the kli shoshor vimo is a kli sheni, right? But if shohe as ha kli, toch ha kli shemavashim bo haroskim ba otu shem malin hamayin resichais, then it's called a kli rishain. No? Meaning, a similar distinction to what we're trying to be medayik in the shach is what the Maharil holds. The Maharil is saying that if I leave my ladle in the kli rishain enough that it begins to boil, right? It's mal resichais in the ladle, so in that situation, the ladle is considered a kli rishain. Short of that, the ladle is a kli sheni. The difference between the Shach and the Maharil is the Maharil is saying this distinction even le'inyin hagala. The Shach is not saying this distinction le'inyin hagala. The Shach would say that I can never be magil with my ladle even if it's mal resichais. So far so good? The Taz does not like the Maharil big time. The Taz is saying that he thinks that a ladle is always going to be like a kli rishain. He has a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, toil the kli sheni. Right? The Gemara in Daf Mem in Shabbos, in the famous sugya of kli rishain, kli sheni, the Gemara says, toil the kli sheni. The Taz is medayik. Why is the Lashon HaGemara toil the kli sheni? Whenever I get the water out of the original pot, it's by definition the kli sheni. Zaktataz, no, maybe not, right? Maybe the ladle is a kli rishon, and you have to pour it into a kli sheni before it's going to be mutter. Meaning the Taz is assuming that a ladle is dinoi kli rishon, and that's the diuk that the Taz has from the Gemara. Now, the Taz, towards the end of this Taz, he digs up Arden in Simen Kuf Zayin about the Zavuv, and he says it sounds from here like the ladle is a Kli Rishain, which is consistent with his Shita. The only thing is, he then found a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says that a ladle, once it comes out, right, the Balua inside the ladle is not Nasa Nevela. So Zuck the Taz, you know what? If the ladle is full of liquid, then it's a kli rishain. If the ladle is not full of liquid, if it's only balua in the ladle, then it has been a kli sheni. That seems to be the maskana of the Taz. Good? So now, well, our case, the Taz, I think we're assuming, is a kli rishain. Our case, because the zavuv in the ladle asers the other stuff, right, that zetmin, that it's a kli rishon, right? Which is something that the shach also basically is medayik. The thing is that unlike the shach, who uses the word that it's only a kli rishon l'chumra, the Taz is like banging nails in the fact that ladles are a kli rishon. The only thing is, the Taz says, well, if the ladle is empty, then it's a kli sheni. A ladle that's full is a kli rishon. That's what the Taz in Sadi Beis is assuming. He then kind of hedges, because Tosis is mesupik about doing Hagala with a ladle. Tosis in Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel has a suffix. But he says, yeah, but the Rush says you definitely can. It sounds like the whole impression you get from the Taz is that the Taz is assuming that ladles are really like a kli rishon. No? Shach is assuming only lahachmir, and we want to be medak only lahachmir even when it's malar v'sicha, and the Maharil is assuming even lahakel once it's malar v'sicha. Me'anyein hadavar, that means it's interesting, that the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tuf Nun Beis of Katan Chaf speaks about being magel le'inyin Pesach. Zok the Mishnah Brura, I can do Hagala with a ladle if it was Mala Vesicha. Meaning, he assumes straight up like the Maharil that the Taz rejected, and like we were Medayik, the Shach also rejected, but the Mishnah Brura is passing straight like the Maharil over there. No? Ma'anyein Hadavar. I thought so, because the Shach is saying it's only a Kli Rishon L'chumra when it's Mala Vesicha. According to the Maharil, even L'Hakel, once it's Malar Resicha. Again, that's my diak in the Shach. But I like it, so we'll say
that. Passing that way would be in line with Taz, right? Just less, it'd be more of a Kulin.
It's more, the Taz would be more of a Kulin than the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I can only do Hagolo and it's Mala Resicha. The Taz would say, I have that diuk in the Gemara and Daf Mem, that a ladle is like a cleavage, and I could do Hagolo with a ladle. I, Tysus is Mesup. Like, yeah, but the Rush argues on Tysus, the Taz is inclined that ladles are a cleavage.
Right, so I'm just saying the Mishnah Berurah passing like the Mahariel also has the backing of the Taz.
Correct, right. It has the Taz, but it's a bigger Chumrah than the Taz.
Right.
And, which, correct. Okay, now, the Achronim all go to town within the Mishnah Berurah. Does Rabbi Wallach talk about this in his fourth year Halacha L'Maaseh Shiurim? I'm sure he does, right? This is like, what's the status of a ladle le'inyan Hilchas Shabbos? Is a ladle like a Kli Vishayin? Or is a ladle like a Kli Sheni? Now, I should point out, Zok the Chavis Das, okay? Zok the Chavis Das, at the end of Tzadi Beis, the Chavis Das, it's Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Chavis Das says, first of all, he thinks, right, very interesting svara, that Hagolah should not be shayich with a ladle, because Zok the Chavis Das, once I have a ladle, it's by definition, Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach. No? Think about it. Iroi Shelo Nifzak HaKiluach means it's a direct stream. Right? Nifzak HaKiluach means it severs. Whenever I'm doing Hagolah Ayidei a ladle, by definition, it is Nifzak HaKiluach. Huh? Because how do I do it at Ayde Leo? Just think about the Metzias. It's no longer connected to the Defanos Mechamimos. Right? We said
the
Chavis Das says like this. First of all, he says the definition of a Kli Rishon, the Chavis Das writes, is that it was Hucham Ayde Ha'ar, that the fire heated the Defanos of the Keli. The fire never heated the defanos of the ladle. The tavshil inside the kedera heated the defanos of the ladle. Right? The fire doesn't touch the ladle.
So then what's Pshat
in the Maharil? So the Maharil is making a distinction that once it's Mala Resicha, okay, I could say that, but I don't think that's correct according to the Chavis Das, because the Chavis Das is saying Hucham Ayidei Ha'or means the fire touches it. And then it gets mamish hat.
But how do you get to that chiddush once you have it? So then, what is it?
But the okay. So I mean, I'll say it like this: assuming not like the Maharil, right? So which is the premise that the Chavis Das begins with? If I don't assume like the Maharil, that means the only way it can become a Kli Rishon is its mamish touching fire. Stage one. Oy bazoy, if it's not touching fire, so it could be Iroi Mikli Rishon. So far, so good, right? It could be Iroi Mikli Rishon. But, if that's the case, by the time I'm using a calf, so it's going to be the equivalent of an Iroi Shenifsa Kakiloach. Point one, right? Then the Chavis Das goes on, and he mamish argues on the Taz entirely. The Chavis Das says that you should know that when I speak about a calf, that din is true only in terms of Blia and Plita. But in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, there can't be Bishul. Because once he assumes that the definition of Kli Rishon is that the fire is heating it up, right? And Chamei Ha'or is different than Or itself. Something that's heated by fire is different than the fire itself. So Le'inyan Shabbos, the Kaf is not going to be Mevashel at all. And there would be no problem of Bishul of putting something into the ladle for Hilchos Shabbos. That's what the Chavis Das assumes.
The Svara
basically is that the definition of Kli Rishon is fire touching the pot. If that's the case, So the kaf, the fire is not touching it. It's only being heated by the liquid that's inside the fire, right? It's not being heated by the fire itself. So, and the worst case scenario, it's like chamei ha'ar. It's heated by something that was heated by fire.
Would he agree if the pot was on fire when you
boil
it?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Maybe not. I want to talk about that distinction in 3 minutes. But the Chavas Das is assuming, okay, that to do Hag'ola with a ladle is not Shayach, because it is Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach. Point two that the Chavas Das makes is that every ladle is by definition only Mafla to Mavliya. Bishul is not Shayach in a ladle. So in Hilchas Shabbos, ladles aren't, you can't talk about ladles. Now that second point of the Chavas Das is beferish against the Taz, no? Because the Taz is assuming, the Taz is proving that a ladle is a kli rishon from the Gemara that says tol b'kli sheni le'inyin Shabbos. Meaning, kozman it's in the ladle, it's a kli rishon. I were talking le'inyin Shabbos. I see from the Taz that he's not holding like the Chavas Das. The Mishnah Brura also, right, paskins that ladles are subject to the rules of Bishul b'Shabbos. No? Now, the problem that comes up in Judaism, this is, I remember one time I was home on a Sunday, so someone came to collect money from my father. So he says his name is Zax, and he's an Einikol of the Chafetz Chaim. So, okay, very nice. So I'm like talking to him a little bit and learning. So he says, you should know. He had two important points that he made at that time. He said, first of all, the Chafetz Chaim himself was sensitive to the fact that he didn't write the whole Mishnah Brura. Because if you read the Shar Blat on the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, it says, Kosavti, what's his name? Yisrael Meir HaKayin. Right? But if you look at the Shar Blat of the Mishnah Brura, it doesn't say Kosavti, it says Nichtav Tachas Yodi. No? Which means, like the way Rav Shechter always says it over, that there are stiras in the Mishnah Brura because the Chafetz Chaim gave the Talmidim and Radin different sections to write, and he oversaw the project. But it's not like a stira lahavdil in Chumash, where we assume that there's the same author throughout, right? The assumption over here is that potentially there are different authors. That was one point that he made. And then he said, but you should know that there's no such thing as a stira in the Mishnah Brura. Even though the Mishnah Brura himself, even the Chafetz Chaim himself, didn't write the whole thing, but there are no stiras in the Mishnah Brura. So I said, but what about the stira about the ladle? Like, it's a famous stira. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkatin Shin Yod Ches, in Sifkatin Pei Zayin. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Mutter liten kiton shamayim o sha'ar mashkin b'kli sheni. Avo b'kli vishon. I'm sorry. Did I read the wrong one? Right, yeah. I'm allowed to put mayim in a kli sheni. But in a kli vishon not. Okay, so far so good. Zok the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Pezayim. Kli sheni mikroi. Kli sheni means that you poured the water from the kli rishon into it. Mishnah Brura writes, if I use a ladle, yesh oimrim, that it has a din still like a kli rishon, that yeshomim is straight the taz. Ubefrat imash hakli reikon betocha shemala resicha vaday mikrei kli rishon. Right, meaning if I leave it in the kli until it's bubbling, then for sure it's a kli rishon. Meaning, me ikar hadin he's holding like the taz, which we sort of know from that other Mishnah Berurah inyan hagala, right? He holds like the Taz. The Mishnah Baha goes about is the Maharil. Right? It's like the Maharil. But he quotes that in Shabbos I should be Machmir like the Taz, not to put food in my ladle. Right? because the ladle is a kli rishon. In Sif Katan Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah is Sosir himself, no? The Mishnah Berurah says, Osam shechaitrim betzalim v'nosam atol chamorak bekara. These people who cut up onion and they put it like, I imagine it's like a type of pacha dish, that they cut some onion, you shouldn't know from pacha, but they cut some onion, they put it inside. So he says, lo yosimu rak achar shelo tia yad soledes b'hamorak. You should only put it in after it's not yad soledes. By lechem, there's a kula because it's nefek var, and afil hachi when nizhar not to put it in. Kosher came be betzalim should certainly zahir ki eno no bekid b'midi demikri rakich canal. It's the din of kalei habeshul. And then he writes. He continues. Masha noyhagin ezo anoshim kisha osin chamin meraglei behema. Like these people who make a hot pitcha dish, lachto chatichas pas bekli, velareis aleim hamorek shaharaglayim bekli rishain, that they cut some bread and they pour the pitcha on top of the bread, lo yafahim olsen. That's a nice way of saying they're wrong. Da afilu im yitin apas betchila sheyara hamorek tchila bekli, kdei sheyasa kli sheni, but we paskin that lechem is also ne kli sheni. Elam reitze litin pas, Yamtin at Shaloya Hayad Soledis Bemarak, either you should wait till it's not Yad Soledis, O Lechol HaPachos, Yishav Bekaf Min HaKedera, Kedeshatiya HaKaira Klishlishi. Then he says, oh, if you want your bread with pacha, so take the pacha out with a ladle, so that by the time the pacha gets into the bowl, it's a Klishlishi, right? And then I could put my bread in a Klishlishi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is assuming. So now, the Acharonim ask a stira, but Mishnah Berurah, you yourself are choshish that the ladle is a kli rishon. If the ladle is a kli rishon, that means in this case the pacha is a kli sheni, and we don't put lechem in the kli sheni. So this is the famous stira in the Mishnah Berurah between Sif Katin Mem Hei and Sif Katin Pei Zayin. It's a famous stira in the Mishnah Berurah. And one of the Zach's grandsons told me that there's no such thing as a stira in what the Zeta said. He said the distinction is between whether it's a possible kli rishon or not. Meaning to say that in Sif Katin Mem Hei, the shayla is a kli sheni or kli shlishi. Even if it's kli sheni, right, lechem in a kli sheni is basically a chumrah. Me'ikar hadin, we're not really choshesh. That lechem is also in a kli sheni. Klisheni. It's a machlokas between the Yireim and the Ravya as to whether there's Bishal Achatzli. So therefore, if it's a potential Klishlishi, we'll be Mekel. We'll rely on the fact that a ladle counts Lahakel to make it potentially a Klishlishi. But when we're talking about putting it into the ladle itself, so then it's a Shaito Klirisha and a Klisheni. Have to be choishish that the ladle is mamish a kli rishon, and that's a distinction that the Minchas Yitzchak makes in his Tshuvas. It's in Chelak Hesem and Kuf Chav Zayin Os Gimel. Minchas Yitzchak makes this distinction between kli rishon suffik sheni and sheni suffik shlishi. Okay, great, gevaldik. That's one distinction. Chazon Ish, however, makes another distinction. The Chazon Ish is quoted in many Svarim in the Megillah Sefer. He also has an essay. I love this Sefer. Your Sefer is very good. It's on page Samach Dal in the Megillah Sefer. So the Megillah Sefer has an essay. Also, he quotes that the Chazon Ish makes a distinction that Shmuel mentioned a few minutes ago. That maybe when a ladle is inside a Kli Rishon al Gabe Ha'esh, then the ladle is a Kli Rishon. Or potentially, we have to be choshesh, that's a kli rishon. But when it's a kli rishon shelo al gabe ha'esh, then the ladle is a kli sheni. It's a nice distinction, l'maisa, but it's ma'old lo b'mashma in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. What? He's not coming to be master Mishnah Berurah, but everyone tries to say, if you'll look even in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs, Right, so, yeah, they quote the Chazon Ish as a potential answer to the Stira. It's ma'od lo b'mashma in the Mishnah Berura, but the Chazon Ish himself uses this distinction between Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh and Shelo al Gabei Ha'esh. The Chazon Ish is Choshesh, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in one of the first footnotes in the Shemira Shabbos, he assumes that if I take a cup of tea from my urn is a Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh, no? Ken Zayin, that according to this Chazon Ish, Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh is more chamor, and therefore my cup of tea that I put, my cup of water that comes directly from the urn is coming from Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh, because Hai Gavna, it's going to be more chamor, maybe it's Dino still like Kli Rishon, then if I want to make a Kli Shein, you have to point to a second cup. As opposed to if I have a traditional blech, and the water is on the blech, and I get the water up by picking the pot up and then pouring it into a cup. When I fill my cup from water from an urn, I'm filling it with water that's in a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. No.
So it's not about ladles. It's about whether there was any momentary hefsek between the.
Exactly, which goes back to the svara. It's similar, very similar to the svara that the Chavistas was saying beforehand. If the lumdus of Kli Rishon is that it was heated up al yidei fire, no? So a ladle that's inside a Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh, I got it. That ladle might have a din of a Kli Rishon. But if I have a Kli Rishon shelo al Gabei Ha'esh, so this ladle is totally divorced from the Eish. It never came in contact with Eish at all. So such a ladle, you can't possibly speak about it as having the fondos mechamamais. It's not shayach. Right? It's similar to the way we were trying to say the Maharil's distinction, that if it's mala v'sicha, so the pshat is, now I know that the Eish is impacting on this ladle. Okay. Yeah.
See the way we're not with Chavistas just now. So the wind said that the urn is a problem.
Correct. So to say the urn is a problem, right, the only, I could hear that a ladle is a problem because the ladle is being impacted on exactly from the Eish Mamish. But the first cup that comes out of that urn for sure has no shaychus to the fire itself. So it could be, right? I think Reb Shlomo Zalman writes over there that they say in the name of the Chazon Ish that nekuda, that the first cup that comes out of the urn, out of the Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh, that might still have it in Kli Rishon, that shteit nisht in Sefer Chazon Ish anywhere. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes it, no? In the, where they quote it in the Shmir Shabbos, in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman, b'shem the Chazon Ish. It's not Kli Rishon. Good? So I really did not plan on spending this long on the ladle sugya, but it's very interesting that the Shach writes here in Kuf Zayin Sifkat and Zayin. The Shach begins that the ladle is considered Kli Rishon L'chumra when it's Reisachas, no? That's what the Shach says. The Prima Gadim writes Ein Laharach Kan, but I guess I was arguing on the Prima Gadim this whole year. Right, because the Prima Gadim says that you should be marachin simin tzadi beis. We decided to do it over here. Perhaps we'll touch on it again later in tzadi beis. But this is the basic issue of the ladle. Okay, Chefer Yashikoa, thank you for keeping me learning during this time that there's often a bit of a hisrashlus in the base medrash. I was talking to someone the other day. Rabbi Parnas used to speak about Lalamed al Manaslo mode, which I think is really true at this stage in my life. So I appreciate you, because if not for the fact that there was an Olam here for these few days, I probably would not have learned very much, because there's always stuff going on in life. Have a good Shabbos, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem on Monday. We'll do our introduction to Kuf Ches then. Shkoyach.